Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Mem Vav, Simen Hay. We're talking about Chamer Medina. So how do we define Chamer Medina? So again, it's this drink which we drink in the country. So is Coca-Cola maybe, or some types of, any type of soft drink, are those considered Chamer Medina nowadays? That's what people use in place of wine. What does it mean to say, what about coffee, what about tea, orange juice, etc.? So the person can talk about all these things. Actually, there's a tshuva from Rebbe Meir Bloch Zatzal, which he held that Coca-Cola was considered Chamer Medina. And in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, he discusses the possibility of Coca-Cola, as he calls it, that maybe it's considered Chamer Medina. So he brings from Ramosha. Ramosha says, in a tshuva says, the definition of Chamer Medina, it has to be something that people are willing to drink, not only because they're thirsty, but even if they're not thirsty, they will drink it because of the chashibas of it. Let's say you have a guest coming over and you want to sit down and give them something as a form of being mechabed them, of greeting them. So you sit down and you offer them a cup of wine. That would be something which would be appropriate. He says, you would not do that with Coca-Cola. He says, let's get together over a cup of Coca-Cola. You might say, let's get together over a cup of wine. Let's get together over a cup of coffee. Nowadays, coffee is very choshev. But to say to get together over a cup of Coca-Cola, we wouldn't do that. When we're thirsty, we drink Coca-Cola. When we're not, we don't. So Rav Moshe held that Coca-Cola is not considered Chamer Medina. That is not clear in the early Rishonim that is actually a definition of Chamer Medina, but it does seem to be the definition. That's clear. The Chayyim is saying over here that certain drinks are not kosher enough to be considered Chamer Medina, even though they would something that people would drink regularly. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it has to be something which Rav Bnei Medina drink. At the same time, people use it as a mashke. It seems to me this concept of a mashke means something that people would use as an element of chashivas. So it's somewhere in the middle. It's not something that has to be the highest level of chashivas, but something which we would call it that it has some level of chashivas. That's what the Chayyim seems to say, that he'll use certain drinks. B'shas HaTchak will call them Chamer Medina, and certain things he would not accept as Chamer Medina at all. Similar to the idea that Coca-Cola is not acceptable at all, but something like coffee or tea, which people drink even though they're not necessarily thirsty, but it's like sort of like a chush of a drink to try and get together, that would be considered Chamer Medina. It's hard to say nowadays that beer is considered Chamer Medina for us, so people don't necessarily drink beer on a regular basis. The Poskim spoke about beer being Chamer Medina. Read some of the older recollections they have from the Europe. That was a very, very common drink, that people would drink it. People would drink it hot to warm up. People would drink it cold, etc. But it's hard to say nowadays that would be true. And Rabbi Asher was on record to say that as well, that nowadays it's difficult to consider beer Chamer Medina. Milk is an interesting question. The Shari Tshuva brings a tshuva from a statement by from the Birkei Yosef. They says that cholov is not considered Chamer Medina. And the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, here's a long arichus to say that maybe nowadays it would be. It seems to meet all the criteria. People drink it regularly. It is you might be mechabed somebody with a cup of milk, possibly. Etc. He doesn't want halacha l'maaseh, want to rely on that. They say coffee with milk is definitely acceptable. One question which comes up is orange juice. So Chazon Ish and Rabbi Yashiv both seem to say that orange juice was considered a mashke chashev in Eretz Yisrael. People don't drink orange juice on a regular basis, but they definitely drink it as a chashev a drink. In America, it's definitely more of a type of a drink that you would just not be mechabed with, so it seems to be difficult to say mitz tapuzim as Chamer Medina. So, on the other hand, some places still hold that coffee is not considered Chamer Medina because people just drink because they're thirsty. It seems to me nowadays that might not be true. So we're definitely leaving ourselves with the question, what exactly is Chamar Medina? It seems to me that the idea of coffee or tea seems to be the most reliable approach. Now, some raise the question that it's just water. Well, you see from the Pesukim, that's not true, because the reality is that beer was just water also. Beer was water, which they would put this fermentation of the barley take place in it, and the water would absorb the flavor, and that's clear in the place, and that's considered Chamar Medina. The fact that it's primarily water to start with does not limit the status of Chamar Medina. So practical lemaisa, if a person needs to make Abdallah and doesn't have an option of wine, I think that a person should rely on saying Abdallah on coffee, that's sweetened coffee, which people would drink. Especially most people drink it together with milk. If a person has milk available, that's a chashuv drink. Tea, sweetened tea, these are the type of things that people would drink. A person can rely on that if need be for the purpose of Chamar Medina. Now, what about benching? We have to clarify, what about benching on a kais? We'll leave that for the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.